Good morning, a Thursday morning. We're with Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
There is, it looks like, a big increase in New York State construction spending. A big boon for the industry, says your article.
That's right. The new $212 billion New York State budget includes big increases in spending on infrastructure, which is a big win for contractors who pave roads, build bridges, and do other projects funded by taxpayers. The budget includes more than $6 billion for the State Department of Transportation's capital program. It's a $94 million increase over the last fiscal year and the largest amount ever allocated. There's also a nearly 33% increase in aid to localities to fix roads. A new urban roads initiative that creates an additional funding stream for cities, increased funding for SUNY campuses, the Office of General Services and Dormitory Authority, and a $3 billion Environmental Bond Act that will be on the ballot in November. Mike Elmendorf, president and CEO of Associated General Contractors of New York, says the budget has some language that gives DOT the ability to spend additional federal funds as a result of what he hopes is a robust federal infrastructure bill. The AGC and other industry representatives in New York have been pushing for years to increase infrastructure spending because of the poor condition of many roads and bridges, along with failing water pipes and aging sewer systems. Local contractors are pleased with the budget, saying it has helped the backlog of work, but say there are still challenges getting people to return to work because of the increase in unemployment benefits during the pandemic.
From there to a Saratoga motel that would like to convert into townhouses.
Yeah, 5 years after purchasing the Grand Union Motel and Spa in Saratoga Springs, developer Steve Ethier wants to reimagine his property on South Broadway. He's seeking permission from the city to construct a dozen buildings to accommodate townhomes and apartments. South Broadway is the entry into downtown Saratoga Springs, and it's becoming a pretty hot corridor with new projects. An average of over 19,000 commuters and trucks travel along that stretch of South Broadway every day, according to estimates from the Department of Transportation. The developer has operated the motel for 3 months each of the past 5 summers since acquiring the property in 2016. The motel is located really close to the Saratoga State Park, which prompted Ethier's interest in converting the property to residential use. The Grand Union Motel is one of 4 properties that Ethier has acquired along South Broadway. Other projects planned along the corridor include the former Turf and Spa Motel being replaced with an AC Hotel by Marriott, and the Hilton Garden Inn was purchased for almost $10 million, where renovations are planned.
She is Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. Read more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.